is joined now by Eagle head coach Anita Howard after a final score, 82-69. Troy defeats Georgia Southern. And it was a tough start for Georgia Southern out of the gate, missing the first 13 shots of the game. Troy able to get out. But in the second half, what was it about Georgia Southern able to battle back and get back in this ballgame?
It was just a fight. You know, I thought they wanted to come in here and try to get a win and make up for what we didn't do yesterday. And so it's hard to play that way for 40 minutes. And so we started out slow and ended up having to dig our way out of it.
17 first half turnovers. I know it's something that you guys addressed in the halftime locker room. Finished with 26, so just 9 second half turnovers. What was the biggest thing of taking care of the basketball in the second half?
Just relaxing, you know, being poised, again, being poised under pressure. You know, we knew they was going to bring the pressure. And so early on, I thought we had a whole bunch of silly turnovers. I mean, we was traveling and things of that nature. And so just settling down and playing basketball, getting back to playing basketball.
We talked about it in the pregame about the impact that Aitiana Gauden would have on this game. And it felt like when Georgia Southern was trying to battle back in the second half, she was the big reason and the spark in this game. Finished with 22 on the ball game. What was it about her game, and what did she really bring back to this Georgia Southern team?
I mean, confidence. You know, she's a super confident player, you know, a big-time transfer. She's ready for the moment, you know, and I thought she came in at first. She was forcing it a little bit, but then she relaxed and she allowed, you know, to take what the defense was giving her. And so I thought, you know, she took them off the drive and it just attacked, and she brought that toughness, that grit factor to the second half.
Head back home to take on South Alabama coming up next weekend, the 22nd and 23rd, inside Hanner Fieldhouse. What's the biggest thing fresh off the court that you look to kind of work on the next week leading into South Alabama?
Not giving them 26 turnovers. I mean, you know, they're playing well. They have Savannah Jones back, and so she's a great outside shooter. And so we're going to have to make sure that, you know, we stick to our game plan, you know. But the biggest thing is, if you're giving people extra possessions like where we're doing right now, that's the biggest thing that we have to figure out, how to play the tempo that we want without turning the ball over as much. And so South Al is going to be another veteran team, just like this Troy team. And so we got to make sure that we don't give them extra possessions.
Coach, appreciate the time. Get home safe, and we'll talk to you when we get back to Hanner.
Thanks.
Once again, that's Eagle head coach Anita Howard. A final score here from Trojan Arena. Troy 82, Georgia Southern 69. As that'll wrap things up here from Troy, Alabama. Again, a tough weekend for Georgia Southern women's basketball, falling in both games. Last night it was 87-70 to Troy. Tonight it's 82-69 to the Trojans. That'll wrap things up for us.